Okay, excuse my voice today. We're starting on page 316 in Chedesh, page 316, Simon, Shin Chof Hei, Se'if Ches. Page 316, Simon, Shin Chof Hei, Se'if Ches. Dava, Shulchan Aruch says, Dava, Sheyesh, She'en Boi, Chashash Tzeda, an item where there's no concern that perhaps it was trapped today, or Mechubo, it was attached and it was became detached today. Ela Shehuva, Mechutz Tchum, it's just, you know, or you assume it was brought from outside the Tchum Shabbos. If the goy brought it for himself, not for you, he did it for himself, and now it's here, then you're allowed to even eat it on Shabbos itself. But if he brought it for the sake of a Jew, even the person it was brought for is allowed to carry it, but for the person it was brought for, he's not allowed to eat it that day. He can carry it that day, but he can't eat it that day. And he also has to wait after Shabbos, the person again. The person it was bought for, he can't eat it today, and he can't eat it in the amount of time it would take to have done that malacha after Shabbos as well. And the Ramah says, some say that you can't count the night in terms of the penalty of waiting after Shabbos. You have to wait in the daytime of Sunday. Can't wait for Matzah Shabbos, Kadesh Yasu, because he couldn't have gone to get it on Matzah Shabbos. Dark roads, he's not able to go there. And therefore, he only could have done it in the daytime. And therefore, you have to wait in the daytime of Sunday, the amount of time it would have taken him to go and get it. But for others, not the person it was intended for other people, they can have it immediately on Shabbos. They can eat it immediately on Shabbos. That's the first opinion. And some say, Delamisha Huva Bishvile onto page Kufnun Test, the one it was bought for, Mutalei of Miyad, he doesn't need to wait Kadesh Yah, so he can have it immediately after Shabbos. And I guess it's a long sif. Vahu Vahada Shoili Yisrael Lataltal Afilu Kushevio Eini Latsmai. And that which we said, that the Jew is that even if it was bought, again, the case is when even if the goy bought it for himself, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Dafka Vasich Abba Amais. You should know that if you bought it outside the Trum, then you're always going to have a problem with the Trum, because an item that was bought outside the Trum, you're not allowed to carry it wherever you want in the city, even if it's an Eruv, unless you're talking about within four Amos, the guy brings it to you, you're not in a city, you're not in a walled city, you're just in some area, he gives it to you, you should know you can't take it out of four Amos, because it was taken outside of the Trum on Shabbos. If the city's got a walled city, then the entire walled city is considered to be your daladam, so you can carry it wherever you want in the city. And when we say it's a walled city, we're talking about where it was walled in order to enclose it to be able to inhabit. Dahaina, what does that mean? Shuyasha, first the city was inhabited, people built the city. And it was safe hook for, and then afterwards the city walls were built around that area. Standard city that you come across when you have a wall around it, the wall was built after the town was built in order to protect the town. But stam mibsarim, which means a fortified city, is different. Those were not necessarily fortified for living in. They were maybe fortified to be a fortress or something. That's different. Ayin, and there's more details about that when we get to Hilchos Tchumim, etc. Ein Lakamon Simon Tof Aleph. Okay, that was a very long sif, as I said, all the way back now to the Mishnah Berurah on page 316, Sif Kotten Lamed Dalad. She'ein Boi Chashash. We have, if it was an item where there's no concern that he trapped it today or picked it today, going Dram Machim She'ein Shaykh Bohem Seder Ulikita. Types of items where trapping and picking is not relevant. Other items, you know, some cake or something, whatever. Or any item that's not that doesn't need to be trapped or does not need to be picked. Bahani, or even these types of cases which do need trapping or picking. We describe that if it's clearly recognizable that it wasn't trapped today or it wasn't picked today, you can see, we gave an example, you see that the fruit is already getting a bit withered and a bit dried out, so you know it wasn't picked today, and it was picked like yesterday or a few days ago. Same thing with the animal that was trapped. If you have this like dead animal, and you can see it's already was shechted or killed or whatever a couple of days ago, then you know it wasn't picked or trapped on Shabbos. That's the case you're talking about here, and he discusses it again in Hilchos Yom Tov. Sif Kotten Lamed Hei, Mutter. Then we said, again, so the only problem here is not that it was actually melacha was done to it on Shabbos. The only thing that was done to it on Shabbos, it was brought outside the trum by the goy. So if the goy brought it for himself, then the Jew can have it immediately on Shabbos. Hainu af b'achili, he can even eat it. Not just he can handle it, he's even allowed to eat it on Shabbos. If the goy brought it for himself, and now the Jew gets hold of it, or the goy gives it to the Jew, whatever. Even though we learnt in Sif Dalad that there's an opinion that prohibits all malachas that were done in order to make it edible when the goy did it for himself. However, when it comes to trumim with more mekel, it's mutter to even eat the item that's brought outside the trum by the goy for himself. Even if it's a very long distance of 12 mil, which is a shayla v'doraisa, according to one opinion, we still allow you, even if he could have brought it from very far away, we still allow you to eat it on Shabbos if he brought it for himself, and now you got hold of it. Click on me. Sifkon lamadvav mutlataltel. The Shulchan Aruch said that if the goy brought it from outside the trum for the Jew, then even the one it was bought for is allowed to carry it. It's not muksa. He just can't eat it that day until Kadesh Yasa after Shabbos. What's the telltale? The ha machmas atzman in by him is a muksa, because the item itself, there's no muksa in the item itself. So in the Shabbos, it wasn't trapped on Shabbos. There's no malacha done to it on Shabbos. There's malacha done taken. It was taken from A to B, but nothing was changed in the item itself. And even though the guy himself can't eat it, so you say, well, if you can't eat it, why isn't it muksa? No, but since someone else is allowed to eat it, therefore the item is not muksa. Okay. But the guy who was, it was brought, the goy brought it for himself. That was the first case. And the second case, if the goy brought it for the Jew, then the Jew he brought it for is allowed to carry it, but is not allowed to eat it. What if the goy brought two items for two different people, two different Jews? He bought, you know, an apple for Reuven and an orange for Shimon. So now, Reuven can't eat the apple, Shimon can't eat the orange, right? So asurim lachlif kedelati alachlif. You don't say, well, you know what? I've got a clever trick now. Let Reuven give his apple to Shimon, and let Shimon give his orange to Reuven, and now they're not eating their own food. It was bought for them. It was someone else. It was bought for someone else. You're not allowed to do that. Because it would be permitted in that case, they would just find it was just like a nice loophole, and they would just tell the goy to bring for them on Shabbos. To sell this item to someone else who wasn't bought for it is permitted. And about even a heter in how do you sell something on Shabbos is discussed earlier in Simon Chin Chofkimel. Eventually, Aviach Limkar Beyokem Imashulakach, as long as he doesn't end up making more money than he paid for it. He can sell it for its value, but not for higher. That's what he means. Tiskon Lamad Cheslimi Shavubishviloi. So we said in the Shulchan Aruch that the guy who was bought for is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and has to wait Kadesh Yasa after Shabbos as well. Not only is the guy himself also to eat it, but the family household members are also not allowed to eat it. And that would apply also to even to guests that are already invited to come to his house to eat on Shabbos. They would also not be allowed to eat this item bought by the goy outside the chum for this Jew. Ein sham mishnebo. V'mhevi limkar be'er shurubi yisrael. What if the goy brought their fruit, whatever it is, into a city which is a majority of Jews? Right? Most of the people, most of the inhabitants of the city are Jewish, and the goy brought it to sell in the city. Asa lakol, then no one is allowed to eat that item on Shabbos. The bishul kulam hevi, because he really had everyone in mind when he bought it, all the Jews. Everyone in the city, and since they're mostly Jewish, right? Over Eishu, then there's a problem. But Eishu Rubin Einuhud, and what if most of the people in the city are Goyim? Then, Kosov Shochanach Sham de Mutter, Shochanach writes over there, then it is permitted because the Goy had Goyim in mind because he goes by the majority of the people of the city. Ayin Sham Maganavam. Veda, Dim Huva, Besvina, Lamala Maso Ashari. Now we get to the Dinim of Trumim again, that if it was brought in a boat, but it was brought, the items were positioned above 10 Tvachim, from the seabed. If the items were 10 tefachim up above the ground on the boat, there ain't trumim lemala masa, because the rule is there's no iser trumim above 10 tefachim. Did you know that? There's only an iser trumim below 10 tefachim from the ground, but above 10 tefachim there's no iser trumim. So if the items were placed and taken on a boat and above 10 tefachim from the seabed, then, which they would be, assumedly, then there's no iser trumim on these items. Vayin Siman Toft Dalad, and we'll learn about it also in Siman Toft Dalad. Ha'inu Shalei Haya B'Yabosha L'Bevein Hashmashah. So that the case, though, is that it wasn't on the dry land when Shabbos came in. V'Gam Lo Haya L'Mata Me'Asor Pam Echad. Nor was there any point during the journey below 10 Tvachim from the riverbed or seabed. The im haya lamata pama echal, because if it was at any point, the yard from Misham chusatrum, and while it was below that 10 tvachim, it got taken outside the trum. Even if the rest of the journey it was above 10 tvachim, certainly if it was on dry land in Benashmashas, then you would be limited in where you can carry this item. You can only take it within 4 amas of where it arrived. As we said, we already spoke about this earlier. Okay, Sifkon Lamates B'Kadesh Yasu. We said the guy himself who it was bought for, he is not allowed to eat it and he has to wait till after Shabbos. B'Kadesh Yasu. It's all going to depend on which malacha was done to it on Shabbos. Because if the guy bought it on riding on a horse, then you have to estimate how long it would take him to go by horse after Shabbos to get the item. And if he came from a very far place and it took him 3 days to come and he arrived on Shabbos, you don't have to worry about the fact that he traveled on Thursday and Friday. It only matters that he traveled on Shabbos to get it to you, and that's the amount of time you'd have to wait after Shabbos. That's when you know where he bought it from, which town he bought it from. If you just don't know where he bought it from, then you have to just assume it was bought from just outside the trum, which is a much shorter amount of time. And then we saw the second opinion, which is brought in the Ramah, that you can't when you add the Kadesh Yasu after Shabbos, you can't just add the night. The Kadesh Yasu is in the daytime, not in the night. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lefisha Ein Regilos Lahavi Alayla Balayla Mokom Ocho. People don't travel at night. In those days, they would not travel at night from distant places because it's all pitch black, dangerous. Vim Kain Akati Ne'enem HaYisal B'Mashevi Abayam. And therefore, the Jew has benefited from the Malacha was done during the daytime of Shabbos. Okay, Nesach Lamtin Shir Havot Amacha Bayam. Therefore, you have to not wait in the night, but rather wait the amount of time in the daytime that it would have taken to bring from outside the Trum. That's only in this case where it was brought from far away outside the trum that this opinion says this, because you wouldn't bring it from a distant place when it's at night. From, right, that's what he wouldn't do, and therefore we have to calculate the day. But the early case of the Shulchan Aruch, not here in the earlier sif, where we spoke about him picking it or trapping it on Shabbos inside the trum, then for sure you could.